Ascended Master, I would like to share a song I made for you. It's called Dream of Swaha. My mind has been stopping me, but now I just do it. Love, Pratita. Really? Are you playing instrument also?
Yes, I have a guitar over there.
You have? You came prepared? Huh?
Always.
Very good. Because this you wrote last satsang, no? But you're still prepared. Very good, let's hear it. So you don't need to carry the guitar around with you forever. You can. How do you like it here in the forest?
I like it very good.
Very much, no?
Yeah.
You're a kind of forest girl, no?
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah. A mountain girl, ain't you? That's good. How you like your new family? Huh?
I like them very much.
A lot?
I feel at home.
You are at home. That's what we're doing at home, no? Play a little guitar, have a cup of tea like that, no? Yeah?
Just relax.
Really, just relax.
I actually brought two songs, but...
Okay, let's...
start with one.
We take the Dream of Swaha first.
Yeah. In my dreams, you came to me. With your gentle touch, you made me see. As you looked into my tearful eyes, you taught me how to see through the lies. I found the courage deep in had my soul, all the bits and pieces, you made me whole.
Start waking up now. The first is the worst, no?
Mm.
Yeah. From now we can just go on, no? Mm. Looks like it's your day today. My dear Master, I feel things are happening so fast around me and inside me. And I have learned that the only thing that is constant is that life is changing. And that which often seems illogical is what is right to follow. I feel I'm getting glimpses of something I don't know what is, and that these glimpses can be put together into a complete picture sometime. A part of me wants to understand everything now, and that is painful sometimes, almost depressing. And it makes me confused and insecure. I also find it challenging to follow what I feel, because it is like learning a whole new language. But even if there is much I don't understand, I also am experiencing a safety and the certainty that everything is exactly as it's supposed to be. And I am learning what I'm supposed to learn. And I feel you are with me in all this. Once in a while, when I'm out in nature, it is like I can feel the trees, the grass, the river inside me, as if they are part of me. One day I was out in the forest. I felt an alive, childlike joy from playing hide and seek among the trees all alone, and I felt drunk on love. A fantastic feeling. And the best of all is that it comes from that which is real inside me. It feels totally natural. I feel I'm surrendering and trusting you totally, beloved Swar, in love and gratitude, Prachita. Trusting the Master and surrendering is to surrender to the mystery. That you are ready to go into the unknown. You say things are happening fast, outside and inside, and I have learned that the only thing that is constant is that life is changing. The more and more alive, the more and more changing everything is, because everything is flowing. Only when you're dead, then it's stagnant. And that's how it is for most people. That's what they call security. they stagnate. It's safe. In a way, it is safe, but it's very, very boring. Because you are not flowing. It's much more safe to be a pond, a still pond, no? Than to be a river. A river doesn't know where it's going. But the pond, it just starts thinking, no? Because it's not flowing, that's what happens. That's how it is with people also. They live, but they don't live. They are stagnant. They are not changing. That's why people say they have class reunions. Everywhere in the world, they meet after 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and they say, oh, hey, Sophie, you're just like you were 40 years ago. Oh, John, you're just the same. Nothing has changed. That is what is normal. Everything is stagnant. Nothing changed. That's a very sad way of living. You don't evolve. You don't change. You live just on the minimum. You have no depth, no height. Because you have many, many dimensions in yourself. So now you're in touch with that is changing and is constant changing. And that which often seems illogical is what is right to follow. To follow the truth, to follow love, you have to go beyond your logic, because the logic is the mind. And again, ordinary people, they are afraid of that. Everything has to be logical. So the mind understands, but the heart, the spirit is not interested in logic, is not interested in the rules, in the society. But nobody is listening to that. That's why, again, they are stuck. I feel I'm getting glimpses of something I don't know what is, and that these glimpses can be put together into a complete picture sometime. Yes, you start getting glimpses. And when it opens, then the whole picture, you see the whole picture. It's like looking out a tiny hole. You see some big vastness outside. You see, wow, it's so much out there. And then more there, more there, more there. And suddenly the whole curtain goes. Then you see the whole picture. It was great just to see it through the keyhole, no? But when the whole curtain goes, then it's much more. And then you see that nothing can hold you back, because you see the bigger picture, the complete picture. A part of me wants to understand everything now, and that is painful sometimes, almost depressing. And it makes me confused and insecure. No, that the mind cannot understand. You just give up that. You can't understand. You just have to live. The mind always wants to understand, but what I'm talking about is just living. That is the trust. You don't need, the mind doesn't need to understand. That is the wonder. If it understands, if you understand everything, then everything becomes boring again. That's why they say a child. Jesus, all the mystics says, let the children come to me. You become like children again. Huh? The child doesn't understand. And that's why the whole life is a mystery. Look, a butterfly. Look at that flower. What is that smell? This is in you still, but you have forgotten. So you can't understand. The mind is too little to understand. You have to just live it, be it. So it's painful for that part that wants to understand, but it's also very exciting. And you have to get used to that it's a big part of you, a much bigger part of you that is not the mind. And that does need to understand. So trust that heart instead. The mind doesn't need to understand. And then maybe it can relax, and then it can't get confused either. That is the life of a sannyasin. They have to be intelligent enough to live life in insecurity. Then your mind, your senses, gets very sharp. Otherwise, everybody behaves just like a robot. They don't know how to behave in a new situation. So the more you live in the moment, alert, you can handle any situation because you are aware. You'll be home everywhere. And that's how sannyasin should be. This is simplicity. It's not something to understand. It's simplicity, it's trust, it's let go, it's playfulness. This is the qualities that makes life beautiful. Not to understand, then you get just confused and insecure. And then people play all these games. I know more than you. I am higher than you. She is lower than me. This is all mind games, ego games. When you go into the simplicity, the mystery of life, then who is higher, who is lower? Everybody is there. That is how it is. Then everything becomes innocent and there's nobody higher or lower. That's why I like to take you to the forest or to the beach or to the mountains, because they know who is a director and who is a bum. Who is the taxi driver and who is the professor? Who is the priest and who is the thief? Who cares? Nobody cares here. It's not what you are doing, it's more your essence. But even if there is so much I don't understand, I also am experiencing a safety and a certainty that everything is exactly as it's supposed to be. And I'm learning what I'm supposed to learn. And I feel you are with me in all this. That is why it's so important to surrender, to have a master, because then you do things that you could never dream about yourself. It's very difficult to go beyond yourself by yourself. Very difficult. You see something is possible, and then you get trust. Then you experience the safety and the certainty that everything is exactly as it's supposed to be. That is how that trust grows. And the further you go, the more signs you will get that this is the right. Nothing is said, but you just feel it, that this is right, this feels good. And that gives you more courage, more strength. No matter what people can say, you feel it. Then is your experience. It doesn't matter what people think or say. Is this your experience? Is your inner experience? That's what you have to trust. Your own inner experience. Your own intelligence. That's what you have to be strong in. And I am with you in all this. Once in a while, when I'm out in nature, it is like I can feel the trees, the grass, the river inside me, as if they are a part of me. When you, as a separate entity, as an ego disappear, then everything is connected. That is the beauty. That is the mystery. Everybody has this innocence in them. Then you just don't hear the river. You're listening to the river. You're listening to the wind. You feel the wind. Because all your senses is here now. You are present. And when you are present, then you get into the presence. You get the presence. Everything is part of everything. That's why if you go in, if you go deep, there is no need for any 10 commandments or any rules or anything at all, because everything is there. Your true intelligence is there. Your true goodness is there. Then it's impossible to harm anything, not yourself and not anybody else. That is the sign that you are in tune. How can you hurt anything? How can you harm? And everything is connected. Not that somebody says it or is it written in the Bible. No, it comes from your inner. Your inner Bible. Your inner truth. Your inner understanding. Your own realization. And then existence, then God is very happy then. No, you have felt it. One day I was out in the forest. I felt an aliveness, a childlike joy from playing hide and seek among the trees, all alone. And I felt drunk on love, a fantastic feeling. And the best of all is that it comes from that which is real inside me. It feels that totally natural. It is real and it is natural. And that's why it can be very healing to be in the nature, because there nobody is invading you. Nobody is expecting everything from you. They don't look at you as they think they know you. You are accepted. So it gives a freedom and naturalness. This is almost forgotten between human beings. It doesn't matter if they are married or if they're together or if they're lovers, it's forgotten. You have to have that trust that you can totally be yourself, just like you are in nature. Then it becomes a harmony. Then you can really relax together. That is very, very seldom that happens. Because you have to totally relax, accept, be yourself. And the love has to be as deep as you can just allow yourself to be that. It's impossible to find in any marriage. It's all the games, all the stress, never any time for what is most important. Everything else except that which is most important, which is just what you describe here in the trees. Just drunk on love, relaxing, a fantastic feeling. That's what love is. Because you feel loved, you feel accepted, you feel yourself. I feel I'm surrendering and trusting you totally, beloved soul. In love and gratitude, Prachitta. And it's from this that surrender and trust comes and goes deeper and gets stronger. Because you have felt something beyond you, beyond the mind. And that's what everybody is longing for. Just feel totally natural. And relaxed. That is what is important and to take care of. And special in the beginning is important to go deeper.
Closer than breath, you are the air. Sweeter than life itself, you are here. I am a wanderer, you are my peace. Prisoner, you are released. Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev. held in the open sky, so far above. I am the lover, you are the love.
If one haven't felt that oneness with nature, that fantastic love, that surrender, that touch by the master, then you are not willing to listen, because the mind is still in the way. If you have felt something, then you're very available, no? Just like last week, I talked about the little puppies and the old dogs, no? Look how happy the little puppy is to learn new tricks, no? Because she knows that she is loved, that she is cared for, no? It's a total trust that you will only do me good. Then it follows wherever you go. Doesn't need to understand. There is trust. You just follow. That's how it is. When you're unpolluted, when you got touched, when you're innocent, then you are available. Then it's very easy to show you tricks. Then it's a lot of fun to take you new places because you are available. Beloved Babaji, the most beautiful, when you talk about my feelings, and there is no need to tell you. Is this intimacy, or is it just an expression of your vastness? It is so good to be in your hands. The deepest call of my soul is gratitude. To you, my beloved, I love you, eternally grateful, yours, Vandana. If this is intimacy, or if it's just an expression of your vastness, it is both. Because if it's true intimacy, then the vastness comes. That is the mystery, because in the intimacy where you trust, you relax, then the vastness. This is the meeting of opposites. That is real intimacy. You disappear, vastness comes. That only happens in a let go in intimacy. And it's right, Vandana, you should just be grateful that you feel it, no? Take care of it. This old Brahmanan, he says, today my master came to my house. And now bliss is here, supreme. His companionship have erased all my pain and misery. All sadness have been chased away. His immortal words dispelled my ignorance. Only he could do that. He showed me the place where God hides. This mystery of lifetimes is resolved. Ignorance is gone. I pray I will forever stay in his love. This is how the disciple, a devotee, is saying. He doesn't ask the master or demand anything. He is just grateful because already so much has been given. That is what trust, love, devotion is. Those who feel that is very lucky. May everyone become free and natural. Aum Shanti.